Good morning. My name is Ed Holohan, and this is The View from Here. President Bonespurs is good at generalizing. That's a given. He speaks in such broad strokes as to be theatrical. He reiterates lines from the televised plot of his life. The Apprentice was real. A few weeks ago, the president awoke from his dreams thinking he had read a dictionary. Now, no matter that Bonespurs has never done such a thing in his life, this is the man, after all, who told us that the words he uses mean what he says they mean. No dictionary, ever. Professor McLuhan popularized the idea that the medium is the message 60 years ago. Television is the message, regardless of what you're watching. President Bonespurs is the message, a message that supersedes the words spilling from his mouth. So anyway, he woke up thinking he had read the following definition. Generalization, noun, the act of promoting an officer to the rank of general. He liked it. He liked the word so much that he decided it would be a good idea to personally interview each of the 36 candidates currently in line to be promoted to the rank of four-star general. Previous presidents had not done this, of course, so Bonespurs just knew it would be a beautiful thing to do. I think we've had enough experience of Trump as president to make some reasonable guesses as to how those interviews might go. He will, of course, have Pete Hegseth, the best-looking Secretary of Defense ever, at his side when he asks those pertinent questions. Tell me, General, do you apply a bronzing tanner over your foundation or directly to your skin? I get excellent results both ways. Who does your hair? I do my own. Did you know that? A lot of people don't know that. It's true. I do my own hair. So, General, what was your name again? Yeah, that's it. Do you play golf? What's your handicap? Mine's 2.8. Did you know that? There are very few golfers who can play to a 2.8. I use a stiff shaft on my clubs. How stiff is yours? General, when you think back on your 30 years in the military, do you ever think that I deserved at least one Emmy for The Apprentice and probably several? Everyone says I deserved several Emmys. Isn't that right, Pete? Do you folks in the services have anything like an Emmy? I think you ought to look into that. It could be your signature move as a four-star general. Hey, there goes General so-and-so. He instituted the Army Emmy. At this point, President Bonespurs turns off his phone so that there will be no record of this next statement. I want my generals to have the same loyalty to me that Hitler's generals had to him. That's the first, last, and most important thing. Loyalty. Isn't that right, Pete? At which point, Secretary Hegseth points out that many of Hitler's generals on several different occasions plotted to assassinate him. Trump fires Pretty Pete on the spot. General, you're an Army guy. Tell me, what service do you think is the greatest? Marines, Air Force, or Space Force? Would you like to run the Space Force? I can get you in there. Do you remember when I drove the protesters from Lafayette Park? Do you remember that? You think you could pull off something like that? That could be another signature move for you, clearing America's parks of traitors. We're running short on time here. I have to interview a lot of you guys, and I have a noon tea time. If you have any questions, just send them along to Pete. He'll get back to you. The candidate general, who shall remain nameless, left the Oval Office as confident as anyone can be these days that he had done well. He received notice soon after that the Space Force job had been given to Don Jr. But the president thought that the general would look good in a Coast Guard uniform.